This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. If you knew you had a proven cure for cancer, AIDS, Ebola, or COVID, and yet you withheld that information because you thought it would not be accepted by doctors and scientists, and you did not want to be embarrassed by the rejection of your cure, this would be criminal cowardice. It would be completely wrong to hold back on a life-saving treatment because of your lack of confidence at its acceptance. The same reasoning explains why I and many others share salvation in Jesus Christ. We share it with an eternally lost and dying world. How could I, in all good conscience, not share the gospel of Christ when it has the power to save and redeem those who believe in Jesus and to take away their sins? Romans 1:16 quotes the Apostle Paul saying, "I am not ashamed of the good news. It is the power God uses to save everyone who believes." I agree completely with this statement, and that is why I have been on the radio and on the internet since 2013. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. Some material for this program is from GodQuestions.org. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. On Facebook at tinyurl.com/VFCFace. I share Christ because Christ gave me authority to do so. He commanded Christians to do so. We love to do so out of gratitude to Christ for his eternal salvation of us. We have the best news in the world, going to a dying and lost world. Back to my analogy on comparing some terrible disease to sin, you see, the reality is that all people have a terminal spiritual disease called sin. As a Christian, I know the cure for that disease is Jesus Christ, the only Son of God. Matthew 28:18-20 states what has been called the Great Commission, which is like the marching orders for all Christian believers. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The Apostle Paul was put in jail for preaching publicly about Jesus. He said this in Philippians 1:12-14. "I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that my situation has actually turned out to advance the gospel. The whole imperial guard and everyone else knows that I'm in prison for the sake of Christ. And most of the brothers and sisters, having confidence in the Lord because of my imprisonment, now more than ever dare to speak the word fearlessly." To evangelize means to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with someone else. Personal evangelism should be the lifestyle of every true Christian. We have been given a great gift, and our Master left us with clear instructions. Go into all the world and make disciples of every nation. Before we can make disciples, we must evangelize. Evangelism is an act of love. Love must be the defining characteristic of every follower of Jesus Christ. It is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, so anyone who walks in the Spirit will demonstrate love in dealing with people. We possess the best news in the world, and love propels us to share it with those who have not heard. Love wants everyone to have a chance to respond to the offer of salvation from God. In Acts 10:38-43, the Apostle Peter said this about the gospel message, "And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we apostles are witnesses of all he did throughout Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him to life on the third day. Then God allowed him to appear, not to the general public, but to us whom God had chosen in advance to be his witnesses. We were those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead, and he ordered us to preach everywhere and to testify that Jesus is the one appointed by God to be the judge of all, the living and the dead. He is the one all the prophets testified about, saying that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name." I have recently adopted Acts 20:24 as my life verse. A life verse is a Bible portion that carries so much personal meaning for someone that they adopt it as a way to define who they are. Here is Acts 20:24. "But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God." I have always enjoyed the fact that my namesake, Timothy, was an understudy of Paul, and that Paul wrote two of his Bible letters to this first century Timothy. From 2 Timothy 2:24-26, Paul wrote, "As a servant of the Lord, you must not argue. You must be kind to everyone. You must be a good teacher, and you must be patient. You must gently teach those who do not agree with you. Maybe God will let them change their hearts so they can accept the truth. The devil has trapped them and now makes them do what he wants, but maybe they can wake up to see what is happening and free themselves from the trap of the devil." From 2 Timothy 4:2, Paul wrote, "Preach the word of God. Preach it when it is easy and when people want to listen, and when it is hard and people do not want to listen. Preach it all the time. Use the word of God to show people that they are wrong. Use the word of God to help them do right. You must be willing to wait for people to understand what you teach as you teach them." Another reason I share the gospel of Christ by all means possible is from love and gratitude from what Christ has done. He has changed me inside, so I am no longer who I used to be. 2 Corinthians 5:15-17 explains, "Jesus died so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them." So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. The gospel, in short, is defined as the miraculous life, intentional death and resurrection from the dead of Jesus Christ, in order to take upon himself the sin of everyone, everywhere, who truly repents, turning away from sin, and who sincerely believes that the death of Christ paid the atoning sacrifice for their individual sin, and that by believing in Jesus, people are born again and have eternal life. Now listen to this from John 20:26-31. 8 days later, the disciples were again together in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and examine my hands. Extend your hand and put it into my side. Do not continue in your unbelief, but believe." Thomas replied to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are the people who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus performed many other miraculous signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are recorded so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. A core gospel portion is from Romans 10, starting in verse 8. The good news is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. This good news tells about putting your trust in Christ. This is what we preach to you. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. We see salvation shown in the Old Testament of the Bible also, as in Isaiah 55, 6 and 7. So you should look for the Lord before it is too late. You should call to him now while he is near. They should come to the Lord again and he will comfort them. They should come to our God because he will freely forgive them. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ World so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. And on Facebook at tinyurl.com/VFCFace. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from 1 Corinthians 9:16. Yet preaching the good news is not something I can boast about. I am compelled by God to do it. How terrible for me if I did not preach the good news!